Do-do-do-do-do. I wonder, where is he? Oh, hey, hey, you, there. Do you know where Father is? What do you mean he's not here? Wait, he's gone? Where has he gone off to? Why didn't he tell me? What's happening? Again? Really? He's off on a business trip. And none of you thought to maybe consult me? To maybe inform me about this? Or is he just leaving the entire house to me? Any instructions? Did he leave me anything at all before he left? How long is he gone? A week? And he didn't even say goodbye? Hey, I've been around. Like, what's happening? So he's just off on a business trip just like that, just leaving us. Well, who's left in the mansion then? Just me and the butlers, like normally, huh? Yes. Anyone else? I mean, I guess most of them are off work. Who has the shift? Night shift? You do. Huh. I see. Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm sorry to bother you. It's just... Can you get me some tea? Thank you. I'll just go sit in the living room. God fucking damn it. Thank you. Oh, you can have some too if you want to. I know you're at work, but it's literally just us two in this massive, massive house. I mean, yes, there are a few other people, like the gardeners and stuff, but you can drop the formalities. Father isn't even here, so why does it matter? No, not really. I know I really don't have a right to complain, I would say. Hey, I live in this insanely big house. I have everything I could ever, ever, ever wish for, right? I live here. I have everything. I have all the money in the world. I have, well, dozens of people working under me. Like you guys, who basically work for me and get paid probably a lot. And yet, being surrounded by people constantly and having everything I ever wanted, I'm lonely. I know I really don't have right to complain. I have what most people dream of. Except somebody who cares for me. Like, he's never here. Dad's never here. I'm 19. For crying out loud. And, well, I don't really have any friends. And the only people I really talk to on a daily basis is the butlers, you guys, and the chefs, and just random stuff like that. Because, hell, Dad doesn't even talk to me. He just decides to leave for a week without even telling me. Not even for the first time. Yes, it's bad. I know it sounds wrong, but I'm envious of you. Like, you have probably good education. And hell, you're only a few years older than me. You have a good education, probably a very well-paying job, knowing my dad. And probably friends and a lot of stuff. Well, I'm barely educated. Yes, I don't need education, I have money. But I feel lost. You know? Does he, though? He never even talks to me. I've just... I guess I just want someone older to take care of me and be loved for once in my life. That is not just over the internet. Oh yeah, I spend way too much time on the internet. Don't you sometimes see the bills we pay? What do you mean you didn't realize? Of course. Do you see the ungodly amounts of money I spend on the internet? On random stuff, on just anything to bring me joy? I don't know. Nothing else I can really do. I mean, I know he cares about me. I know Father cares about me a lot. I mean, if he didn't, he wouldn't have given me this much security, this many workers, this much money. But I think he has the wrong mindset. I feel more of a diamond that he is keeping in a vault instead of his son, you know? I know he cares about me, but he doesn't love me. He knows I have value. He knows I'm there. He knows I'm going to take over after him. But he doesn't show me any love, except just tough love, I guess. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for venting to you so much. I didn't think this would go on for that long. I'm so sorry. No, I know you're supposed to say that because it's your job, but it's... I'm sorry. Tell me a bit about yourself. Well, I don't know you that well. I'll be honest. I mean, I know you guys, the butlers, and you know almost everything about me. What I eat, what I drink, what I like, what I don't like, what music taste I have, when I wake up, when I need a shower. Like, you guys know everything. But I hardly know your name or who you are. Yes, this is an order. Tell me about yourself. I'm interested. So what's your name? Aww. I love that name. Sorry, don't get embarrassed. It's just, it feels gentle, you know? It's a gentle name. Kind of comforting in a way. What do you do? And how do you even get a job here? Uh-huh. That's a thing? I did not know butler school was a thing. What? So it's like, you go there if you're interested in becoming a butler? You get invited? What? That is so bizarre. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know if my dream goal would be to, well, become a butler. No offense, though, no offense. It just sounds interesting, you know? Mm-hmm. What about, other stuff, like love life? Do you have anyone you can't wait to get home to, or anyone in your eyes? Anyone you particularly like? Really? There's no way someone like you could be single. Especially with... sorry, nothing. There's no way someone like you could be single, right? I mean... Really? Why? Not any hot ladies for you? What do you mean that's not your thing? Wait, are you more into, guys? Oh. Okay, why haven't you found any, hot guys yet, then? I see. That's valid, don't worry. I was like, Ken, you can stop with the formalities. You don't have to call me master or anything of that sort. Just call me Line or whatever you feel like. Once again, Father isn't here for a week, apparently. So we have some time to kill. Yes, I just made that decision. I know you're a butler, but I've decided I want to become friends with you. And why not? Hell, you're... What? How old are you? You're 23. You're only 4 years older than me. That is not even a lot. I'm pathetic. I'm 19. I'm here with, like, nothing. Can you at least grant me one friendship? Thank you. I'm sorry again, though, just for keeping you here and just... I assume this is not really a part of what you expected with this job. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a job for you, right? Sorry. I don't want to, like, bother you too much, you know? Actually, you can... Yeah. You can, go back to your duties if you want. I'm sorry for keeping you so long. I assume you still have a lot to do on your list of stuff. Yeah. You can go back to your duties. It's fine. Thank you, though, for the talk. I'll just enjoy my tea. Actually, can you... Wait. Wait. Can you stay? I know this is weird, but... Can you drop the duties for today? And just... Stay with me? Please? I... really want you by my side right now. Thank you. You know what? You only live once, right? And if you don't take any risks, it's not really worth it. Just can you fucking kiss me already? Don't be quiet. Yes, this is what I wanted from the start. Isn't that obvious? That's... What? You think I don't notice the butler's walking around? And the way you've looked at me? Hell, maybe it's a good thing that is gone for so long. Stop being so confused. Just shut up. Stop being so shy. Use your hands. You know what? Just shut up. Take off your pants. Now. Yes. Just do it. Thank you. Oh. Wow. That's a lot. That's not what I expected. No, it's good. Just, close your eyes. It's embarrassing if you stare too much. Just close your eyes. I gotta pay you back for listening to me vent for so long. Pulling my head up. What? Don't call me cute. Hey. What are you doing? I said, stop calling me master. Now you're taking off my pants. I thought I was gonna make you feel good, not the other way around. God. Wow. I didn't know you knew how to use your hands like this. Actually, can you try with your mouth, please? Can you suck me, please? Yes. Am I ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Whenever. Okay. Oh God. Yeah, don't stop, please. Oh God. Experienced.
like to... Wait, what are you doing? Hey! When did I tell you to put your fingers up my butt? I'm sensitive back there. Stop. Wait. No, wait. Don't actually stop. Don't, please. Continue. Yes. Like that. God. When... How do you know how to do all this? Oh, God. Wait. You're gonna make me come. Yeah, you be careful. I'm going to come inside your mouth. Are you... be careful. Wait. Wait, I'm gonna come. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just came inside your mouth. Are you okay? Wait, did you just swallow all of that? Oh my God. You're such a weirdo. Holy shit. How's that escalated quickly, didn't it? Wait, you got something on your lips. I can't believe you. You made me swallow all my gum. That was a lot. I'm sorry, are you okay? Stop calling me master. We can drop the formalities. Hell, you sucked my dick. You don't have to keep calling me master. God. I think I need to take a shower. Or a bath after that. Can we, do this again sometime? Thank you. Well, this night started off very sad and lonely, but suddenly I don't feel so alone. Actually, can you stay? Like, after your shift? I can still pay you. I don't care. No, I would... I just wanted to, ask if you wanted to, sleep in my bed tonight. Instead of wherever you normally sleep. If you're okay with it, of course. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Have a bit of a less lonely night. Thank you.